B-Pod Studios.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
And the Sixers win with a game.
97.5, the Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
The Sixers station.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Mussinelli Show. 3 o'clock hour brought to us by Corbelis Bakery and Deli. World famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays every bit as good. All right, let's talk a little baseball here because Phillies have not exactly lit it on fire winning-wise in the Grapefruit League, but a lot of other activities going around, and Harper getting hit. They haven't had their full lineup in there. There's the pitching thing. There's Carlos Santana and his bat smashing Best Buy equipment. Let's bring in the man who knows all about baseball. He works for The Athletic, works for Major League Baseball Network. He's all over the place. His name is Jason Stark. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Jason.
Hey, Mike.
Jason, first of all, let's talk about the Harper thing. Encouraging that you got a couple hits off minor leaguers. You wanted them to mix in a couple singles here. They finally did it.
Yeah. Like, I'm in Lakeland. I was not there to witness it. I saw Jim Salisbury's tweet that he asked for the ball after he got the hit.
No, he did. I like that sense of humor.
I like it, too. Mike, he's not ready. That was my impression from watching him a couple times last week. He is not ready. His timing's off. He hasn't gotten into any kind of rhythm. And they are so lucky that that hit by pitch did not turn into like a week or 10-day absence.
Mm-hmm.
Because then he would have been trying to get ready during the season. Nothing good could have come of that.
Yeah, he wasn't very happy after that happened. And there was a little snipping back and forth. I got to ask you the protocol here, because you've been mild on this, and you know my opinion on this. Thursday when they play a race, somebody's got to go down early.
In spring training,
yes. That was a 96-mile-an-hour heater off the $330 million guy.
I can pretty much assure you that guy was not trying to hit Bryce Harper.
Doesn't matter.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. He's got to pay.
Okay. You know, I can't say I've covered a lot of spring training brawls. There was one time where Larry Boa charged the mound. I feel like Roy Halladay was pitching for the Blue Jays and killed somebody, and Boa came running out of the dugout when he was the manager, and all hell broke loose. But you might be advocating that. I am going to predict safely that nobody's going to get drilled.
Okay. Who's pitching Thursday for the Phillies? Do you know?
I got other things going on.
I'll dig that up. We'll see. Somebody's got to get buzzed, at least, you know, a little buzz.
All right, you're gonna have to get word to like the pitching coach or something, because I'm not.
Yeah, well, they pretty much know what they have to do. We'll see if they do it. All right, let's talk about some other stuff that's going on. You're right. He's not ready. He's late on a lot of pitches. He doesn't have his timing, and so the start of the season, I'm worried about that start of the season where he's not going to be in sync. They're willing to live with that. I mean, I don't know when people lose their patience. I assume he's got a long leash here because of what he has said so far and done the right things but how long should our patience be?
Well, how are the first 10 games going to go? They're going to be 8-2 or 2-8.
Okay, so it depends on if they're winning. Yeah, I got you.
April's been his best month of his career. He's always gotten off to good starts.
Yeah.
But he's not ready. Remember, the one thing that was really surprising when he came into camp was he said he had faced no live pitching the entire offseason. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, and he has actually faced some really good pitchers and hard throwers so far. So it hasn't been easy when you don't have your timing. It's kind of difficult to.
I mean, it took him like 4 days before he put a ball in play or faced a three-man outfield. Faced only four-man outfields. It was really a bizarre start to spring training.
All right, Jason, the dream outfield scenario is done, it looks like. Doesn't look like Mike Trout's going to play center field next to Bryce Harper. We were talking about this in Florida and when we had you on last, that, you know, these teams now are not going to risk letting their star players get to free agency. They're going to climb in because they know the price is only going to go higher. Isn't that what just happened with Mike Trout?
Yeah, and one thing we learned from this is, like, Bryce Harper is not a good tamperer. apparently it was going to take more than a couple of texts to get Mike Trout to Philly. $430 million would have been way more helpful.
Yeah, or he could have taken a cut of his $330 million and said, okay, we'll stave you off for a couple of years.
Yeah, that would have helped. That's very disappointing, huh? Look, I wrote in November, when I wrote about the possibility of Trout and Harper playing together, there was a quote from an executive from another team who said, I would bet you that Artie Moreno, who's the owner of the Angels, would spend $10 billion not to have to read the sentence. Artie Moreno was the owner who let Mike Trout leave the Angels.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what this was about. And I'm going to give you credit. I do a lot of talk shows. I read a lot. You are really the only person hammering away on this theme that when John Middleton went star hunting, there was a strong possibility that Bryce Harper was his only shot. It's not like when you go star hunting, you go to the star hunting buffet line and there's infinite numbers of superstars to choose from. Most of them never appear on your radar screen. And there was always a really strong chance that Mike Trout would never be an option for the Phillies. I think they all sensed that as much as everyone wanted to dream about it.
I think Bryce Harper's the last guy. He'll be the last guy. Mookie Betts is the next guy, right? The Red Sox are going to come in just early, just like Artie Moreno just came in. They can't risk it because the prices are not going to come down. Right? They're only going to go up. So if you wait 2 years to sign Trout, then you're in the $480 million territory probably.
I don't know. It's hard to argue that Mookie Betts is better than Trout, or that he's had a better career than Trout, but he's really close behind. He's right behind him, and he's had a better career than Bryce Harper has. He would hit free agency at 28. He's got some bargaining power.
Yeah.
And it's been the history of Dave Dombrowski, wherever he's gone, that he doesn't let players like this get away. But, you know, I'm busy trying to write a Trout reaction column, and I was just looking at their payroll situation. And if they sign Mookie, let alone if they sign Mookie and Chris Sale, they're way over it. They're in the absolute ultimate top tax bracket. They're in the kind of territory that the Dodgers were in a few years back, and with no real way out that I can see.
Yeah.
I
feel sorry for Boston that they're in that kind of situation. I really do. That's a terrible thing.
If they sign Mookie Betts, that's not a $400 million deal when it's all said and done. When you count all the taxes, it could be a $600 or $700 million deal.
Yeah.
They are in a big-time tax bracket. But they showed us last year, they're the one team in the sport that they don't care.
Two questions left. The one is, the story that broke yesterday about there being a lack of discipline in the Phillies clubhouse to the point where Carlos Santana came in, smashed a couple TVs because the boys were playing Fortnite. What can you add to that? What is your reaction to that?
You know, I have not been around the Phillies since that story broke, and so I haven't done any specific reporting on that story, but I think you and I talked about this a lot last year. That team lacked veteran leadership. So much of the leadership burden was placed on Rhys Hoskins. I felt sorry for him. It was his first full year in the big leagues. And even though he's got tremendous leadership skills, he wasn't prepared, I don't think, to deal with something like that. And really nobody in their clubhouse was equipped to police something like that. I thought this a lot. You like, you cannot win without a strong culture, and that starts with veteran leadership. You can win without chemistry, but not without culture. And I hope you understand the distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Culture is by design, and you're crafting your culture when you go sign for Andrew McCutchen, the ultimate pro, when you go trade for JT Realmuto, who's a leader and a winner, and people gravitate toward him. It showed by what they did this winter that they understood that was an issue. And everything that you've heard Gabe Kapler talk about and some of these players talk about since they got to spring training tells you that whether or not somebody was smashing the clubhouse TVs, that was a huge issue.
Yeah. All right, last question, and it's a technical question. It looks like 3-4-5 will be Pivetta, Eflin, Velasquez. Can that survive?
How do you mean survive?
Can they be good enough for the Phillies to actually get to the playoffs with that 3-4-5, which means they're going to have to hit and their bullpen is going to have to come through? Is that good enough to get it done?
Who are those three guys? You know, Pivetta's look really good. Eflin's look good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you ask other teams, talk to scouts that have been on the Phillies, they're upbeat about Pivetta and Eflin taking another step. But we've been through this many times. The Pivetta, Eflin, Velasquez of April through July was good enough to get the Phillies into first place. It's the reason they were there. The Eflin, Pivetta, Velasquez of August and September, that was not good at all. That was, I think I've used this stat on you, right? But when anybody but Aaron Nola started after August 5th, they were 13-30. And that's not good enough. So who are those three guys? They have to be the Eflin, Pivetta, Velasquez of April, May, June, July. Or no, it's not good enough. Not.
Okay. Question on the way out, the NCAA tournament. I know you're a big college basketball guy and you're a big Syracuse Orange fan. And it looks, if Syracuse get past the first round, which I believe they will against Baylor, guess who they play? Zags of Gonzaga. Can the Cuse upset the Zags?
No. remember now, Jim Boeheim's protege, Mike Hopkins, coaches Washington. Mm-hmm. And Gonzaga only beat Washington this year on a shot at the buzzer. So the zone will bother them. Syracuse beat Gonzaga in the NCAAs a couple years ago, but they're not big or physical enough to beat them as currently constituted, so no.
All right. Who's your winner?
I got Carolina. What about you?
Like that. They're playing very well right now. That could very well happen.
Who you got?
I think I'm in agreement with you. We'll see what happens.
What do you know? What do you know?
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with you. I've been impressed by the way they play down the stretch.
Woo!
Yep.
It's loaded, man.
Yep,
loaded.
They are.
All right, well, Jason, I'm going to run out, fill up my bracket right now.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you. Jason Stark on the Comcast Business Hotline. And we'll go back to the phones with Joe in Drexel Hill. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Not so much. All right, so I had 2 points for you. One is I did not believe Mike Trout was going to become a Philly, but by signing this contract, do you think that this decreases the chances of Mike Trout getting a ring? Because I have data that supports so.
Why would it decrease his chances to get a ring?
Because I have six players of recent years who signed for long-term contracts totaling up to 44 years, and there's only one ring to show for it.
Well, what's the reason for that? You have to give me the scientific reason for that. Just because you have a high-priced player, that doesn't mean that the rest of your team can't win, or else we're doomed here in Philadelphia.
That's very true, but I think that what is consistent in these six cases is that they were smaller markets, and they took up a lot of the cap space.
But there's no cap.
Well, each team is limited.
No, there's a luxury tax, but you can pay luxury tax. I mean, these owners pay luxury tax. They don't seem to have a problem with that. If you're rich enough, I mean, you can field a team that can win.
That's very true, but There is only one ring to show for it in 44 years.
Yeah,
but.
Different circumstances, though. You're talking about Mike Trout, who's signing this contract at age 27.
That's very true.
So, all right, man, you want a team to ride for the rest of the tournament?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Joe and Drexel Hill. Let's see what I can pick out for you, Joe. Joe, I got Marquette, the fifth seed.
All right.
You're not happy about that. Joe, Drexel Hill, not happy about getting Marquette. They are on a downward slide right now. Do I have Marquette winning that first round? I think I got him getting upset by Murray State.
Oh, yeah, Murray State's going to beat
Murray
that.
State.
Yeah, Murray State's going to win that
and
game.
And Ja Morant.
That kid's going to go for 30-plus in that game.
Let's go to Ed in Florida. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Hey, Mike. Nice talking to you.
What's going on, Ed?
I just so frustrated. I was at the Phillies game yesterday against the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And, man, it just looks like more of the same. Runners in scoring position all over, and we just cannot put the bat in with the ball in play. I mean, we just strike out.
Yeah, Pavetta
deserved a lot better yesterday. He pitched a good game.
I get it, but their whole team's not together. Like you can't.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I
from
know
one to eight, does. they're not really settled yet. So
I know. I don't know if you know who the hitting coach is or what they tell them, but. I mean, so many strikeouts.
Yeah, spring training, the pitchers are ahead of the hitters. We had Reese Hoskins on. What did Reese say, Tyrone?
Spring training's for pitchers.
Spring training is for pitchers. That's exactly what he said. All the hitters want to do is get swings in, get their timing down a little bit, stay healthy, and get ready for the season.
Well, I could tell you in El Duble's case, it looked like all he wanted to do was take three swings and go back and sit on the bench because he would have swung at anything.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's a problem. There's no question. He's kind of enough.
I just hope. I know it's not the starting outfield and things like that, but geez, I mean, bases loaded, one out. Mm-hmm. We can't even put the ball in play. It was disappointing.
Yeah. You know? I wouldn't worry about it. Spring training.
You know, but
start worrying about when the season starts. If that happens, then you worry.
Yeah, so I hope it's not what I see during the season, but I'm just hoping for better.
I got you. Hey, Ed, do you want to?
I also have a suggestion for a coach for St. Joe's.
Who's that?
Jerry McNamara, the assistant coach for Syracuse. He'd be a great coach for
Jerry McNamara, the spunky little guard from Scranton.
That's right.
Yeah, not bad. He's probably from your area.
Does
right?
a lot of the recruiting for Syracuse, and I think he.
All right. Do you want a team for the NCAA tournament?
Sure.
All right, Ed, you got VCU. I just pulled it out for you. They're an eighth seed, VCU.
I'll take them.
All right.
Everybody has a chance.
Yeah, everybody has a chance is right. VCU situation. Oh, no. If they win their first game, they have to beat Central Florida, which has 7'8" Taco Fall. They then play Duke.
No. Nothing would make me happier
than VCU upsetting
VCU upsetting. Well, there's something that would make me happier, mm-hmm. but the thing that would make me second happiest, the thing that would make me most happy is Virginia losing as a one again. But that's not going to happen.
All right. By the way, I assembled my all-time Purdue team.
Your all-time Purdue team?
There are two of them in the league right now.
Really?
Etwan Moore's in the league.
Yeah.
And Caleb Swanigan.
He's still in the league?
He's a bench player, young bench player. I think Sacramento has him.
He could.
Here's my starters. I got to go Joe Barry Carroll at center.
You're going back in the day.
Joe barely cares.
All right.
Brad Miller as your four.
Brad Miller with him?
Uh-huh.
He's a good player.
And these two white shooters, Brian Cardinal and Robbie Hummel.
Not bad.
And Quanzo Martin.
Wait, but you didn't have the dog.
Oh, that's right. I had the dog. I forgot about him. All right, so Quanzo gets out. Big dog.
Yeah, Quanzo played with the dog.
Did he?
Yeah, he was there. He's second round pick.
Brian Cardinal made it to the league. He was scrappy. Robbie Hummel had that bad knee injury. He was a sniper.
Yeah, I remember.
He's on the Big Ten Network now, I think. Robbie Hummel. Good player.
He was a good player.
Yeah, let's go to Jerome in West Philly. Oh, no, hang in, Jerome. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Jerome will be next. It's the Mike Mussinelli Show. We're giving out teams for the NCAA tournament for you to ride. So far, not a one seed has been selected. We're back after this. 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Guys, time to get an update on the Twitter poll brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Miss Natalie.
So we added another one. We have two Twitter polls today, to see.
Okay.
So the first one was, did you really think Mike Trout was coming to Philadelphia? And the results on that one, over 2,800 votes, 44% said yes and 56% say no. And then the second poll, will you boo Mike Trout when he goes to Eagles games? Over 2,200 votes on that. 22% say yes, 78% say no.
Uh-huh, liars. Liars.
And they're really mad. Like, what kind of dumb question is this? Yet, even if they're 22%, so let's say 22% of 70,000 people were booing him, that would be over 14,000 people booing them. That would be a lot of people booing
them. Let's put it this way. They're not going to feel the same way. They're not going to feel the same gooiness that they felt before when Trout starts cheering for the Eagles and gets a game ball.
No, you're right. And I still think 20% is too many, because if 20% of that stadium did, that would be 14,000 people booing a guy for making money.
I'm not saying it's right. We're provincial like that.
We gotta get better at that.
Yeah, my screen is blank here, so I tried to reset it, but it didn't work.
Wait, the screen?
It said server failed to connect, so I pressed OK, and that got rid of all my calls. And I tried to reset the phone bank, and I have no calls on the board.
Technical difficulties.
What's that?
Said technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. We need an engineer ASAP.
Yeah, but in the meantime.
All right, now what can I do in the meantime? Can I go?
Well,
over
I can
to
tell
the,
you because I can
go
see
over
all
to
the
server. What do I do? Go over to the server?
No.
No. Where do I go?
Well, I have to go in there to do it.
Oh, you'd have to go in there and do it.
Yeah, there's no way I can tell you, and
you
it actually happened. No.
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 I can't push a button to say it says server connection options help.
You could close the program and reopen it.
Close the program and reopen it.
Yeah, you could do that. It's on a desktop.
Okay. Do you want to save current settings?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now where do I go? I got my home screen.
There's an Assist Pro there that you'd have to double click.
Assist Pro, double click?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try that. Okay. Assist Pro. Yeah, there we go.
There you go.
Came back up.
There you go.
I feel accomplished.
You should.
Thank you.
You don't need an engineer.
I don't need no stinking engineer.
You got
Stay
it.
Down there and have snacks wherever you are. Jerome in West Philly. Jerome, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome.
Never know what's going on.
What's going on, Jerome? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. Hey, I see it's still a smooth running program, huh?
Still running smooth, baby. Technical difficulties can't bring us down.
Hey, look, it's been a while since I talked to you, but I got to bring up first. I told you that Bull Markell was done, Mike. I told you he wasn't going to make it the whole season. He still ain't played a game yet. Come on, man.
No.
That was a horrible pick.
Well, I guess it was. I guess it'll go down in history as the worst pick ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, Nat, what's up, Ty? I had to say that because I ain't talked to them for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look. I tweeted you and Tyrone a while ago telling y'all about that Trout situation before all these other guys was hopping in, talking about they had inside information. I was standing next to the guy that was working on his father's house, and he told his coworker, yeah, Trout isn't going nowhere, because if he goes anywhere, he's going to the Yankees, because the Yankees were the first team to recruit him when he was, coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was going to go anywhere, it would have been New York. I know I didn't want to hear that, but hey.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
Half a billion dot, Mike.
You can't put something on hold for 2 years when somebody's offering you $400+ million? It just doesn't make any sense. It's foolish.
I would have took the money too, no doubt.
Yeah, it's foolish. I mean, you play 2 years, and what can happen in 2 years? You never know. I mean, I know that's baseball players don't get injured a lot, but you never know what could happen.
Hey, look, I know you know the ins and outs more than I do, but did you ever think you was going to see a $500 million sports player, period?
Yeah, I thought it was headed that way. As soon as Pujols got that contract, I said, man, there are going to be a lot of younger stars than Pujols that are going to get this kind of money. And Giancarlo Stanton hasn't accomplished anything yet. He got $325 million.
So where's the cutoff? Where are we headed with this, Mike?
Up and up and up.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Hey, let me get a team, Mike.
All right, here we go, Jerome. Let's see if I can.
Jason just jinxed my squad, too. Don't be hopping on Carolina, y'all jinxing.
That's your squad, Carolina. You got Wisconsin.
Oh, that was number five seed,
Wisconsin. Yeah. Sorry, Jerome.
All right, Mike.
All right, man. You got it. Wisconsin. So far, no high seeds have come out.
No fours?
No.
Threes, twos, or ones.
No, it's all still in here.
And the field is still in there.
Field is still in there. Well, you got a shot. All right. And somebody got Wendy's tickets too, Tyrone. So, yeah, help me out. Good caller.
Yeah, it's a good caller. There hasn't been any.
Nothing's blown your way yet?
No, and I keep waiting.
All right.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Keith and Booth Wynn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Keith.
Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Keith?
All right. So I'm gonna spin this a little bit differently with the Harper thing,
mm-hmm.
or not the Harper with the Trout thing. Sorry,
right.
I come at it from a different way because kind of like the caller mentioned, is he kind of betting against himself by taking money now? Because wouldn't there be more teams in the mix 2 years from now? Take Philly out of it. Like Philly, let's say he doesn't want to come back to Philly and he just wants to live his life, beautiful sunshine in Southern California or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't the Dodgers start going to play for try and bring him in?
Yeah, but how could you play 2 years and wait for that day when somebody's got $400+ million on the board? You can't.
Well, you might, and maybe it's going to be even more money in 2 years from now.
Yeah, but you don't know it will be, and you could get hurt in the meantime.
Right. That's right. It's betting against yourself. Are you going to play the long game or the short game?
But what the short game is $430 million? That's not a short game.
Maybe the long game's 480.
And so you want to risk? You want to risk 2 years of playing to maybe get the 480? It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, then I ask you another question: is he thinking about rings whatsoever? Because the Angels have shown nothing towards him and brought in nobody. Where I mean, they stand a chance of getting a ring. They've done nothing in his 6-7 years that he's been out there.
What's more important? That you get the highest paid contract in the game, or you're actually good enough to win? Because in the 12 years you're going to spend with the Angels, you would like to think that your organization could come up with some way to win.
Well, yes, absolutely you would.
All right, so he's got the best of both worlds. He's counting on the Angels to build a winner, and in the meantime, he's got $430 million.
Okay, he's got the $430, but I'm not saying I haven't seen anything from the Angels that's shown me they've been willing to do that so far because the guy that, I mean, Pujols was kind of unlucky because uh-huh. he kind of crapped out after he came over from the Cardinals.
Yeah, but you don't know from this point on what they could do. So,
you don't know.
It's not like Artie Moreno went to him and goes, listen, we're going to suck. This team's going to be bad, but we want you to sign 430. Of course, he's telling them we want to build a team that wins.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. He's going to tell them that. That's part of the selling point. You're already here. Right. You know what you got here. We're trying to bring in the best
players possible. Keith, you can't turn down $430 million and wait 2 years. You just can't.
Well, I mean, if I'm in his shoes, I mean, granted, he's going to be tempted to come back here, but I mean, I would consider it, but building the house and, you know, building the house in South Jersey, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Keith, you want a game? You want a team to ride?
Sure.
For the tournament? I just picked out Utah State. For you, the 8th seed. Tyrone pumping his fist because he didn't like that caller.
That was an 8th seed level call, so he got an 8th seed. I'm glad. What do you mean? What have the Phillies done the last several years? You can say this, everything right, you say Philly, about that. Phillies what have the Phillies won, done?
All of a sudden, boom, they sign a couple key players and make a trade and they become good. It can happen to any team.
Right. There's no salary cap. There's no reason that halfway through the season they can't go get an extra pitcher or two and try to make a run into the playoffs with.
Exactly. I mean, I assume they've been getting decent draft picks from where they've been finishing.
Yeah.
That they're developing.
New manager. They finally got, you know, yeah,
it's
new
not like it's not like any team. Except for, they're not a small market team. That owner spends money. So it's not like they're a small market team that's never going to be able to win. They can win.
Like Cleveland, their window's closing soon. Once these guys, another two years, now they have to start over from scratch. That's different.
Yeah.
That's why that guy's not going to re-sign there. He'll go somewhere.
Lindor?
Yeah, he's not going to re-sign there because the window's closing. But the window's always open if you have money.
All right, 610-632-0975. Plenty of conversation. And the NCAA tournament elitist pool. No one seeds have been taken. No two seeds have been taken. The money's still in the bag, Tyrone.
It is.
We're back after this. 975 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, 346, Mike Missinelli Show. Tyrone, let's play a little game here before we get back to the phones.
All right.
Yeah, just kicking around because I love the ranking, like what we did with Purdue. Purdue's kind of an obscure, like, who played for Purdue? It was any good, you know? But let's go to the really good teams. And because that's really hard to get a top five. Let's go to the number one seeds in the tournament and come up with an all-time school top five.
I like that.
All right, so let's start. Let's start with Virginia, which is the hardest one.
Ralph Sampson.
Ralph Sampson would be one of them.
Yeah, he's by far and away the best player.
He is, and it's hard to get five from Virginia because they're, you know, they've been a fairly obscure successful program.
Yeah. I'm trying to, that's the toughest one. I'm trying to think
it
of
it. It is
guard.
The toughest one. I started with the toughest one first.
There was a guard. That was a lottery pick, but he wasn't a great pro in the 90s. Oh, this is tough. And I don't want to put like Mike Scott automatically in the top five.
Yeah, he can't be on it.
Oh, yeah. Brogdon.
Malcolm Brogdon.
That's more recent, but there was another guy.
I mean, Bryant Stith. How about him? Played in the NBA. Bryant Stith.
You know, Booney just pointed out, Olden Polynice.
Olden Polynice was pretty good.
He was a high draft pick.
Olden Polynice?
Yeah. That was a Booney. That's a good one. He was a high draft pick.
This is a harder one, man.
You know who the older guard is? Mason. Roger Mason. Didn't he go to UVA?
They had two guards. Othell Wilson and... all right, how about this bust out? John Crotty.
John Crotty. Y'all remember John Crotty.
Rob Crotty. Left-handed white kid. Played in the league.
Yeah, I remember right? John Crotty. Yeah,
you're not putting your boy Justin Anderson on there?
Come on. I love him, but...
Well, they come up short.
Yeah,
for an all-time list.
Yeah, but you know we got
Joe Harris.
I think that's the five.
Jeff Lamp.
Nah, it's Brogdon, Polynice, Mason, Crotty, Ralph Sampson.
Putting Crotty in there.
I think Crotty makes it.
Well, that's a
he's had a longer career.
That's the worst team of all of them.
Right, but Justin Anderson, Crotty lasted longer than Anderson has lasted. Right,
I guess. John Crotty. All right, let's go. North Carolina. Impossible.
That's so hard, though.
Extremely hard.
All right, now you know Jordan.
Jordan gets, obviously, the nod.
And Vince Carter.
James Worthy.
Right, Vince Carter. They're all three are Hall
Vince
of Famers.
Vince Carter.
They're Hall of Famers.
Okay.
So they have to make it. Then, do you want to go Sam Perkins?
You got to go Sam Perkins, probably, right?
But you still had Stack.
How about Antoine Jameson?
Right, and Stack.
And Stack now. Or Kenny Smith.
Right. George Lynch lasted a long time in the
league.
Yeah,
but he wasn't that great.
Yeah, he wasn't great. Oh, Sheed.
Sheed Wallace.
He lasted a long time in the league.
Well, you got if you go way, way back, Charlie Scott.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I've heard of
like
him, but
an all-time all-timer. But if you're staying, you got to go Sam Perkins, Jordan, Worthy, Vince Carter, and one more.
And I probably, then I go Jameson. Unless
you go
going
Antoine Jameson.
Unless you're going just college, then you got to go Hansbrough, because isn't he the all-time leading scorer in the ACC and blah, blah, blah. If you go just college, he was great. If you're going just college.
It's tough.
North Carolina might be the toughest.
It is. We'll do the other two down the road. Mike in Philly. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
What's going on, bud?
Hey, did you guys forget Bob McAdoo for UNC?
Bob McAdoo's another one probably you had to consider.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, man. There's Ty Lawson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, a little point guard. Kenny Smith, you can't forget. Kenny Smith is a good player there.
Yeah, actually, Bob McAdoo beat my dad when he played at Penn in the, I think that was the Elite Eight.
Did McAdoo play, McAdoo didn't play long there, though, did he?
Yeah, right, he only played 71, 72.
Yeah, okay.
But real quick, so now that Phil Martelli's out, how about this for an idea? What about, and hear me out on this one, about Jameer Nelson being head coach for there? I know he's still playing right now, but there are rumblings of him coming around and maybe coaching Chester High School. Maybe go straight
to
Chester.
Yeah, I think Jameer needs a little seasoning before they give him a head coaching job. I think he has to start a coaching career somewhere.
Yeah, right. That's true. Just thinking about, you know, stealing some kids from Chester around the Philadelphia area, maybe getting them.
Yeah, it's a good name. It's a name, but I don't think they'd give him the job right away.
All right.
You want a team to ride for the tournament. A lot of number one seeds are left.
Yeah. Give me a team.
All right, let's go here with, you've got Buffalo. They're a good squad. They're a six seed, Mike.
All right.
Mike, they can win a couple games. All right, Mike in Philly has Buffalo. Man, my hand is not digging into the right numbers.
Did you put the three, the two, and the one seed in there?
I put them all in there. They're all in there.
Buffalo.
I'm just looking at it now. I see twos. I see one.
Why don't you reshake the bag?
Well, I'm shaking it all the time. I'm shaking it every time before I go in.
So how
shaking
do you,
it.
Shake and bake.
Now, they're a 6-seed. How do you think? But I think that, I know everyone hates Mullins, but I think if St. John's beats Arizona State, they would beat Buffalo.
Huh?
I was talking about Buffalo in the tournament.
St. John's?
Yeah.
St. John's in a playing game, aren't they?
Yeah, and if they win, they play Buffalo.
Who are they playing in a playing game?
Arizona State and the Pac-12 you don't like. So St. John's, I think, wins that game. I think they beat Buffalo.
No. Sure changing Buffalo, man. They're a squad. You see what their record was this year?
Yeah, they're a great record. I did not see them play.
Lost 3-3.
I know, but I didn't see enough of them. I'm looking. It's hard to watch every one of these teams.
Disrespecting the team because they're called Buffalo. That's not right.
No problem.
They're a squad. I've seen them.
You've seen them?
I've seen them this year.
I didn't get to see them at all this year.
Yes, very good team.
But I think St. John's.
Let me see if I can pick out something here. Just so. All right, what did I pick out? I picked out a 3. Damn.
I see
Gonzaga. I see Michigan State. I see Virginia. I see right through the bag.
The bag just doesn't want to give the listeners any good ones.
Well, we'll see. We're doing this today, and obviously whatever's left, we still do it tomorrow.
And we still have two pair of tickets to give away, the Sixers game and a knockout spot.
Two knockout spots. I think the good call is going to come in the 4 o'clock hour.
We're hoping the 4 o'clock hour gets the knockout spots. And in the meantime, I'm going to go with the top 5 Dukies, top 5 Zagas. Zaga should be easy. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5, the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.